Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the broadcast for October the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2020. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, faith-filled Friday, folks. And we're standing for the sacred cause of liberty everywhere we go. Believe it or not, I am live in Jekyll Island, broadcasting from the Red Pill Expo. It is the Jekyll Island Convention Center is where we're at live. It is Friday, so the convention has not quite started yet. It'll be tomorrow and Sunday. And the interesting thing is we're setting up today, so people are running around getting everything set up. And, man, they took care of us, the wonderful crew here at the Red Pill Expo at the Jekyll Island Convention Center just set us up with phenomenal internet. They set us up with everything for our booth. I mean, it's just phenomenal, just delightful. So that's all happening, ladies and gentlemen, and we are live. I'm on the road live. Kurt Crosby's in studio. So first off, before we even do the recap of yesterday's show, we'd like to welcome Kurt to the show. You there, Kurt?
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. We're supposed to have a guest on. We're having a little bit of trouble with a guest number. We'll try to get that solved as well. But there's so much going on the news, Kurt, it's just hard to even cover it all. Amazingly enough, I'll tell you a little bit about Jekyll Island later in the broadcast. But yesterday we talked about the incredible headline, a fly on Pence's head drew incredible buzz during the debate, they say. A lot to do about nothing. It's a way the liberals cannot talk about the truth. As far as I can tell, in the VP debate, some were saying civility shown, distinctions drawn. There no doubt distinctions were drawn. We talked to Mike Pence talked about this simple idea through the debate. He said this, Senator Harris, you are entitled to your own opinion, but you are not entitled to your own facts. Amen to that. You are entitled to your own opinion, but not entitled to your own facts. Amen to that reality check, huh? We also covered the question from Brecklin Brown, an eighth grade student from, Springville Middle School or whatever in Utah, asked a question. If the leaders in America don't get along, how are the citizens supposed to get along? I think it's a fair, open, honest question from a youngster. And I think Mike Pence hit it out of the park and answered the question very well, comparing the Supreme Court justices and how opposite they were on the issue of liberty and viewpoints on the Constitution, but yet they were friends and they were civil and respectful and kind to one another, etc. So that's a great example that Mike Pence pointed to. I would point to the reality check, though, that, hey, you know what? The mainstream press needs to be shamed for their view and their attitude and their lens of looking at America as a completely divided on every fault line nation. We are not divided on every fault line. As I see America, you know what? People across all kinds of aisles are working together. You know what? Different races working together, male and female working together, the young and the old working together. Any fault line you can find really in day-to-day America, those fault lines don't exist. Okay? Everyone's treated with respect. Everyone is kind to one another. There's exceptions, of course, I understand. But for the most part, and it's just glorified in the media, all these divides, it's not really the truth in America. Day-to-day, you know what? People do get along. So to this little girl, Miss Brown, I would say to you, you know what? We do get along incredibly well, and what we need to do is have the mainstream press take a back seat. Okay, they don't control the narrative anymore. Take a back seat, mainstream press. And Americans, work together. So, you know what, Miss Brown? Maybe you should go with your parents across this wonderful country, this great land of ours, and maybe you should just, you know what? Spend time in the highways and the byways. Spend time in the city halls and in the city parks and et cetera. And you just watch. You'll see people so kind to one another, getting along, respectful, standing in line, even social distancing. All right. People are willing to obey laws and people are willing to obey guidelines. And people are willing to try to comply. People want to be good people and people do get along and people do have respect for one another. I know it isn't portrayed as true in the media, but it is true in life. All right. Without further ado, our guest today, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad and speaker at the Red Pill Expo. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, my friend.
Good morning. Good morning.
So there's so much going on in the news, and I was just kind of talking about it, waiting for you to jump on. But you've got an incredible speech geared up for the Red Pill Expo, from what I understand. It'll be this last call for reality. Dreamers will not do well. Interesting topic coming on the heels of your book.
Yes, the book's been out for 25 years now.
Yes, it has. But you know what? This idea, interestingly enough, the idea last call for reality, though, has been over 100 years in the making since the creature from Jekyll Island took place, if you will.
Correct, the Fed.
So 25 years, 100 years, it's almost a snap in time as we fast forward into 2020, huh?
Correct.
What do you say when you say dreamers? Are we talking about people who don't understand honest money? Are we talking about people who think we'll get over the COVID or all of it? What's 2020 bringing for us?
Well, the reason I'm going to the Red Pill is to support my friend Ed Griffin, who is the author of The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is the story of the Fed formed in 1913. And it's all exactly as you say. It's more than 100 years. It's been forever, you know, ever since humanity has been around. And another word for it is called financial slavery. And I know slavery is not a very good word today, but the word slave comes from the Slavic generation, Slav. And so humans have always enslaved other humans, and money is one of the powers via which people are enslaved. So people today are brain slaves or they're wage slaves. And the reason for that is, as I wrote in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, we teach nothing about money in schools. So that's why I support Ed Griffin and the Red Pill Expo. You know, it's for people who want to hear the truth versus the blue pill, which everybody takes to social media or regular media, fake news. And they just listen to what they want to hear. And it's for people who want to pull their heads out of the sand. And that's why I go to the Red Pill. I go to listen and learn just as much as anybody else, because as you say, there's so much going on, but most of it's not reported.
On this radio network, it is reported, my friend, and the Founding Fathers understood this, interestingly enough, a couple of hundred years ago. Andrew Jackson routed out the vipers, the bankers as well. There's a lot of people that have understood this principle for quite a while as well, about honest money versus dishonest fiat, right?
I guess so, but how many people are broke, including the U.S.?
The whole nation, the whole world is broke. Even those who have some gold and silver, at least they have some asset. But really, they've turned us from an asset-based economy into a debt-based reality, huh?
Correct. I'm not broke. I'll let you know that.
Well, if they took away all of our Federal Reserve notes, I think we'd all be somewhat broke, right?
You would be.
How do I prevent it?
That's why I wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, my poor dad was a PhD, which stands for poor, helpless, and desperate. Good man, Stanford, University of Chicago, Northwestern. They started just as Hitler did in the Hitler Youth by making little pamphlet books teaching the kids in schools to hate the Jews. I'm not anti-Semitic or anything like that. I'm just telling you what happened. So the same
so that's
way
historical
we install,
reality.
The way we install socialism and fascism is via the school teachers. And that's why the Democratic National Convention and all these, most of them are school teachers, like my poor dad. And so I come across as a fascist because all I'm saying is just teach us about money. Why don't our schools teach us about money? And so if you're broke, it's because your school teachers taught you nothing about money, and the government teaches you nothing about money, because that's how they get financial slaves out there. That's it in a nutshell, and that's why I go to the Red Pill, I say what I say, and I leave. But I also go to listen to other guys because there's some smart people there.
Tell me about the Dreamers.
Who?
The Dreamers. You say Dreamers will not do well.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about a subject that you know about, but I don't know about it. You know, I think the biggest dreamer of all is a kid in school today who's loaded with student loan debt, hoping to find a safe, secure job. That's insanity. You know, artificial intelligence is coming around at high rates of speed right now. You know, driverless trucks will be on the road in 2021. That's going to put 3.5 million truck drivers out of work eventually. And then the ripple effect from each one of those truck drivers, their families, their kids, the economy, is massive. So what happens is the people who are able to be entrepreneurs like me, who are able to take advantage of this and create businesses around technology, we will win. But the academics like my poor dad, PhD, poor, helpless, desperate, Stanford, Northwestern, University of Chicago, are broke. And they're sitting there, and they're now the socialists of the world. You know, they're saying, well, the government should take care of people. And they should. But they should start in school. That's all they've been saying in Rich Dad, Poor Dad for all these years.
Yeah, the redpillexpo.com, ladies and gentlemen, is the website, redpillexpo.com. And on that website, the headline says, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, is going to give a speech at the Red Pill Expo. And the title of that speech is Last Call for Reality. Dreamers will not do well. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use radio station.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The Foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
You know something is wrong when the media, global corporations, and governments are all colluding on a narrative that just doesn't add up. Do you seek truth, no matter where it leads? Want to understand how the world really works? Then take the red pill and register for the Expo of the Year. Come to G. Edward Griffin's Red Pill Expo, October 10th and 11th, on Jekyll Island, Georgia, birthplace of the Federal Reserve. And hear from Del Bigtree, G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, David Icke, Alex Newman, Dr. Bradford Weeks, Sheriff Mack, John Rappaport, Tim Ray, and many more. Register to attend or live stream at home with friends and family at redpillexpo.org. That's redpillexpo.org, because you know something is wrong.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, from the Red Pill Expo. We are at the Jekyll Island Convention Center live as we speak with Robert Kiyosaki, ladies and gentlemen, author of the book that came out 25 years ago called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. No question, it's all about money and honesty and integrity. It's all about fiat and the rejection thereof versus honest weights and measures, as the biblical reality puts it. And we're talking about Robert coming to speak at the Red Pill Expo starting tomorrow. It'll be the 10th and the 11th in Jekyll Island. However, if you can't make it, you can go live to the website, redpillexpo.com, and you can sign up and you can watch it from the comfort of your own home via live stream from the event. Robert Kiyosaki, give me a little bit of a preview of your speech coming up at the Red Pill.
They can buy my book, because I don't think you've read my book. You know, that's where it starts. I'm actually saying something to you. You know, if people are broke, it's not a mistake. because financial poverty starts in school. It's just like Hitler pumps out those little books to tell the kids to hate the Jews. Well, that's where it starts. And I'm saying, my father, a great man, you know, most school teachers are great people. But what does school teach you about money? Absolutely nothing. And if you think that's a mistake, then you take the blue pill. You think, oh, all these teachers are really good people and all this. But an ignorant mass of people, and this is global, are sitting there going to school to get a job so they can pay taxes and invest in the stock market and save money. You got to be kidding me. Wake up. Wake up. That's called brainwashing or propaganda. I don't know, or brain implanting.
Let's talk a little bit about constitutional currency. The founding fathers understood the biblical need for honest weights and measures, as the Bible puts it. And it's honest money that we're talking about. It's an asset-based currency, gold and silver with intrinsic value versus the fiat fake Federal Reserve money. That's really the debate. The debate's been going on since Adam and Eve came onto the earth. Cain killed Abel over this very thing, which is the control of wealth. And either we have asset-based currency, which is constitutional currency, which is honest money, where you have a debt-based fiat system. And in the state of Utah, where I come from, we have actually got gold and silver money as true actual currency. We're the first state to do so. A guy by the name of Larry Hilton actually changed the law recently to where gold and silver is real money in the state of Utah. Are you aware of that, Robert?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Larry Hilton.
Do you need me to do this show? You're having a good time talking.
I'm trying to learn about your speech coming up, and I'd love for you to tell me a little bit about it.
What do you want to know? I've already told you, it starts in school. We don't know anything about money. See, money is no good if you don't have it in your head. You know, Hosea, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4-6. And without knowledge, you guys are just talking.
Where do you think people can get this knowledge?
I wrote a book called Rich Dad Poor Dad.
if they go to your speech at the Red Pill Expo, will they come away with knowledge? And if they will, what will they come away with?
You can buy my book, $20. You can. It's not knowledge. It's not a pill. You know, it's an ongoing learning process. It's ongoing. You know, when I was in Sunday school, one of the best lessons I had, my Sunday school teacher. I sat there, I was about 7 years old, and she said, what made the wise men wise? And I went, money, because they had frankincense, gold, and myrrh. And she cracked up, she says, no. And I said, what makes a wise man wise? And she says, they always went looking for the best teacher. And that's the story of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. When my poor dad, PhD, couldn't tell me about money, I went in search of a new teacher. His name was Rich Dad. I wrote the book about it. So I go to the red pill because I, too, am still in search of the new teacher, the greatest teachers around. And so most people are sitting around, head in the sand, you know, watching CNN or Fox News and wondering if they're getting educated. Well, the education, the implant, or the brainwashing started in school. You got to wash your head out. So that's why I go to speak at the red pill. I learn just as much as anybody else. Because education isn't an answer. It's not 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Oh, good, you're smart. You know, I mean, that's what our schools are teaching people, nothing.
Well, you're right about that. Homeschool and private school seem to be the answer today for people who truly want to get educated and understand. Certainly places like the Red Pill Expo are one of the solutions. But believe it or not, the radio is a great place to learn as well. And I would submit to you, I'll answer your teacher's question for you, though. What makes the wise man wise is that he understands that keeping the commandments of God is the only way to remain wise. And the more you keep the commandments of God, the wiser you become. And the less you keep the commandments of God, the more stupid you become.
Well, Sam, why don't you teach? I mean, you know, that's
what do you think?
What
do you think of my, response to the question?
Look, you know, I'm not Christian. I mean, I was raised a Christian, but I'm more a financer. I'm a capitalist. And if you're going to be a capitalist, You have to understand money. And that's what I teach. I don't teach the commandments of God because I don't speak for God. But anyway, I just simply explain money. Assets, liabilities, income statements, balance sheets. And I make it very, very simple so a kid could understand it. Because I was, you know, after I was seven and I was in Sunday school, the teacher said, go search for a new teacher. Well, I was sitting in the fourth grade, and I raised my hand. I'm growing up in Hawaii, fourth generation Japanese American. And I asked my teacher, I said, hey, when are we going to learn about money? And my fourth grade teacher said to me, she says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And I said, well, maybe for you, but I just want to learn about money. And then she sat there with a blank look on her face. I mean, this is the true story. I was 9 years old. I'm going, so I go home to my poor dad, you know, the head of education for Hawaii, and I said, hey, when am I going to learn about money? And he says, we don't teach money in school. I said, why not? He says, because the government won't let us. And that's when I went, just like my teacher said, what made the three wise men wise is they went in search of the new teacher, and that was Jesus Christ. Now, that's not in the Bible because that's not what they teach. So I went in search of the new teacher, and the new teacher was my rich dad. And I studied with him until he died, 30-something years. And that's why I'm a rich man. It wasn't because of what I learned in Sunday school. I learned in Sunday school a very important lesson. Go seek the new teacher. So I go to the red pill. You know, social media is going to rip us to shreds out there because now I went to the first red pill 4 years ago, and we were called white supremacists. And I'm going, what? I'm not even white. And so what's happening is the people of the world listen to you, but you've also got to keep searching for that new teacher. What is the teacher I need today so I can survive into the future and to study
hey,
the
who
past?
Who creates money?
What's that?
Who creates money?
Look, my friend, I think this call is over right now, okay? I just want you to understand something. I don't need money. You see, if you have financial education, I'm not attached to the Fed. You are. I don't need cash. And that's what's happening now with Bitcoin and cyber and all this stuff and the stock market, and people are going past. You know, what G. Edward Griffin wrote about in The Creature from Jekyll Island is priceless. You know, my book is dog-eared, tattered, and all that. But the thing is, without financial education, the Fed's got you. If you need the U.S. dollar, you're in serious trouble. That's what's happening. You know, I don't know how many trillions they printed last week. I think it's something so many billions a day. And we can talk about it all you want, but what the heck are you going to do about it? That's the question. That's where I come from. I am a U.S. Marine. You know, I flew for the U.S. Marine Corps in Vietnam. I'm a pretty straight shooter. I'm not here to patty cake with you. So if you want to come and hear the truth, you want to hear about other people, what else is going on in the world, you come to the Red Pill because you're searching for the new teacher. That is the message. That's my message. Is biblical. Hosea 4-6. My people die for lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And people are perishing. So if you're going to sit at home and think discussing the Fed is going to make you rich, and you need that, what do you call it now? Survival checks or PPP or CARES and all that other phony baloney that the government hands out, more power to you. But if right now you can't pay your bills, you're deep in debt, or you're afraid of losing your job, or you can't, your kid's in school with student loan debt, well, they got you in school.
My friend, tell us your website.
RichDad.com.
RichDad.com, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Kiyosaki will be at the Red Pill Expo. Godspeed, travel safe, sir.
Thank you.
You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. Constitutional currency is the only way to real asset wealth, but I'll tell you about something more valuable than money, shall I?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
The Louisiana congressman speaking there on Fox News. Hurricane Delta is on track to make landfall in Louisiana today. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect.
Just get ready. Hope for the best. Hunker down. That's all you can do. We've lucked out twice this year, so, you know.
The hurricane could make landfall as a Category 3 storm. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Iron.
Lawyers for the Illinois teen charged in a deadly shooting during a riot over the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha are fighting to keep him from returning to Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse due in court this morning for a hearing on his potential extradition to Wisconsin. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked again in Arizona if he favored Democratic proposals to expand the size of the Supreme Court if elected and if Democrats regained the majority in the Senate.
They'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now, look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking it. But, you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
Biden campaigning in Nevada on Friday. President Trump with no scheduled events on Friday, although he is planning a campaign rally on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, live on your radio from the Red Pill Expo. We're at the Jekyll Island Convention Center right now. The whole crew is setting up.
Did we lose you, Sam? If we did, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us here on the Liberty Roundtable on the Loving Liberty Radio Network. We are, you know, in between the travel of Sam heading to Georgia.
Yeah, I'm back now, too, as well, Kurt. So go ahead and continue.
That's okay. I was just
Hello, sir. Sorry about that. We had somebody... kick an internet cord out. It disconnected us, but we rapid fire reconnected. Thank heavens we got the engineers live with us. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's
anyway, what do you think of the Red Pill Expo Rich Dad Poor Dad discussion? That was a very interesting interview, to say the least. I'm not really sure how that all went down, but what are your comments, Kurt?
Well, you know, I'm sure that I was reading over some of his Wikipedia stuff and things like that. I'm sure that he has been beat up in the media many times. I was reading about one of the situations with a guy from CBS News that had gone to one of his events and filmed it and then, you know, aired what many times by the educational establishment.
Oh, that's for sure.
You know, that kind of thing. And so I'm kind of not surprised. I'll bet you he pretty much figures that most media is an opponent, if not an adversary, for him. And so I doubt that he's really familiar with what we do and how we feel about things. So, you know, it's tough to get that in just a few minutes.
Yeah, that's for sure. The interesting thing is this, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
The headline on the RedPillExpo.com website for Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. His website is richdad.com. The headline for his speech, and that's why I led with this line, by the way.
Yeah, about the dreamers.
Last call for reality. Dreamers will not do well. And that's why I kind of started with that, so that it'd know, hey, we're wanting to talk about his talk and that kind of stuff.
That's right.
I guess asking him about his talk was, I don't know, game over? I don't really quite understand. And then I basically articulated the reality about money. You know, I wanted him to know I'm not here to spend my time, you know, teaching him necessarily, although it might be smart for him to learn a little bit. But nevertheless, I bring it up because, you know, when I start kind of catching him up on my understanding of money, asset currency versus fiat currency and debt-based currency versus asset currency and the constitutional currency, you know, I tried to lead into the Founding Fathers. I gave him about 20 times to restart the discussion a little bit and make it meaningful. But I will say this, though. You know, when I, number one, I've read his book, by the way. So when he says, you know, go buy my book and read it, maybe you haven't read it. I have read it. And I understand the difference between Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I understand that it's not all about money. I mentioned right before the pause that I was going to come back and tell you about what I think is more important than money. And I think keeping the commandments of God are what make a wise man wise. And I think the lack of willingness to keep the commandments of God make men who could be wise quite stupid, because blessings come from keeping the commandments. And I personally try to spend my life not seeking money, but I try to spend my life doing the things that I know God wants me to do. And as I do so, I surround myself with God, family, and country. And when I do that, you know what? When I go to the grave, you know, you've never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch, right? And what I mean by that is, you know, you don't have all kinds of stuff when you die. You don't get to take much with you. And as a result, I try to do my best to store my treasures with the people that I love and the people that I spend time with and the people that I work with. And I mean, I'm so grateful for my friends and my family and my loved ones. And to me, the treasures in heaven come down to how you live your life, how you treat others, how you spend your time, you know, in the service of others, etc. And I try to do my best to minister to those around me and spend my time on things that I think have greater worth beyond this physical mortality that we're in. And so if you want my opinion of real wealth that isn't about money, you can say it's a difference between asset-based money, which is constitutional currency, or fiat currency. There's no doubt there's a big defining line there. But beyond money, I kind of look at relationships. In one of my favorite movies, it's called Christmas Angel. There's a guy there that used to pursue the almighty dollar, and then he came to his senses, and the girl's like, hey, well, what are you going to do with all this money? And he goes, I don't care about the money. I use it on people, because I believe that people are more important than real estate. And his point really is that, you know what, the people in our lives are what matter the most. And so as I look at real wealth, I would say it's the love of a good spouse. It's the love of children and family and friends, and it's those kind of things that, in my opinion, stimulate what I would call real wealth, Kurt. And I agree that the dreamers are not going to do well. I agree with Robert on this. What's interesting to me about this is, you know what, we're not enemies. We're on the same page. We're promoting the Red Pill Expo because we both read G. Edward Griffin's book, and we agree that, you know what, it's a brilliant book, documented big time about the fraud, the criminal activity that has taken place. Robin and I agree with that. I also agree with Robert that, hey, it's important to focus on asset-based money. And I agree with Robert that the education system is the problem, that they're leading people down the road of communism and socialism, and that we need to jettison that education reality if we want solutions. And so when he talks about, hey, reality, last call for reality, and a chance to say the dreamers won't do well, I look at the dreamers as those who don't understand what real wealth is. I look at the dreamers who don't understand the world around them. Okay, reality is defined as things as they really are, in my opinion. And so if we're going to say last call for reality, it's a last call to understand things as they truly are, not as you wish them to be, not your heads in the clouds or whatever, but reality is defined as things as they really are. And dreamers will not do well. Those are the people that spend their time thinking that it's all about money. It's all about, I'm going to buy me a boat and I'm going to buy me a truck to pull it kind of an idea. I'm more of the, hey, I've never seen a hearse with a trailer hitch guy. I kind of have a different view on those things. And so anyway, that's my kind of take. And I agree with Robert on many things. I'm not exactly understanding how that interview went down. I did my best to try to restart it several times in meaningful ways. And all I can say is let the recording and the record defend itself, huh, Kurt?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. You know, he's in his, you know, 70s, you know, and he might have had just a little bit rough night. Who knows? But, you know, one of the things...
Well, our prayers are with him nevertheless, Kurt.
Yeah, is that, you know, the principles of, you know, not just taking the blue pill and going with the standard education world, we agree with, and I suppose that his experiences with media have been less than favorable, and so that's probably where he comes off when he pretty much starts things or does this kind of stuff. But it's definitely a interesting. I thought it could have gone better if he would have done things differently, but you know, I don't know that he has read our book, if you will. You know, he wants us to read his book and all about, so we know exactly all about him, but maybe if he had read the book about us, then he'd know more about what we do, you know.
Yeah, and I would come back and say this though to anybody, you know what, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts. So, you know, I kind of take that to the bank, by the way.
Yeah.
The president says that the news that the next debate's going to be virtual, not happening. He wants to postpone the debate as opposed to having a virtual debate. I agree with the president on this. A virtual debate is nothing but a manipulation tactic to try to protect Joe Biden and to not let the people see really what Joe's reality is like. Speaking of reality, that's something important to understand. Also, we talked yesterday about a 34% GDP growth, which is shattering Trump's recovery. And I bring that up because, again, even though I agree with the matrix and the red pill and the blue pill, and I understand that, you know, the Federal Reserve is fiat currency and bogus, I understand all that. But I also understand that there's the real and there's the ideal. This is kind of a teacher's moment, ladies and gentlemen. The ideal says let's jettison the criminal Federal Reserve immediately and go back to constitutional currency. That would be my recommendation. And I agree with Robert Kiyosaki that education is one of the great solutions. It's going to also be one of the greatest problems, depending on who you get your education from. And I personally believe if you're going to talk about an education, the master teacher, I will triple down and testify, is Jesus Christ himself. So I certainly want to listen to the master's teacher's advice. I'll tell you that right now. But I bring this up because in the ideal, that's the story. In the real, we have to deal with the economy the way it is to some degree. We got to live in it. We got to deal with it. And I'm glad things are getting better and more people do have jobs. That's a blessing. Quick pause. Sam and Kurt, I'm live from the Red Pill Expo. RedPillExpo.com.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
So, you two are real actors, huh? Well, I was an extra on a soap opera for 3 years.
And I'm best known for starring in cat food commercials. Mm. Yeah.
And you're going to play our parents for how long?
Oh, just during dinner for the next few years, probably until you're both off to college. Your real parents will be back every night at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
Hey, your dad's busy. He's got work, softball, client functions.
Yeah, and your mom, she's got the literary club and play rehearsals. So.
Don't you worry. They'll be back on time.
Otherwise, we get time and a half.
Ka-ching! Okay, according to the script, we're supposed to ask you how your day was.
Yes.
Okay, I guess.
Ooh, is that the best you can do?
I think I want my real parents.
I don't see that in the script.
No ad-libbing, please.
There's no substitute for a loving parent. And when you're really there, you'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for next hour, too. We got two incredible guests to introduce to you. We'll do that next hour. But in the meantime, we're talking about the Red Pill Expo, and we are live from the convention floor right now. Folks are running around getting everything set up, man. People are preparing food and preparing the stage, and the media guys are here getting the video all ready to go so that it can broadcast live. If you can make it to the Red Pill Expo, come on over, ladies and gentlemen. Jekyll Island Live is where it's at. But if you can't make it in person, you certainly can go to the website, redpillexpo.com, and you can go to the streaming option, pay, and then what you'll get is you'll get a live stream to the event so you can watch the proceedings from the comfort of your own home. And the best part about that is not only will it be available live, but then over the next 30 days, you'll have access to that link as well and be able to make sure that you can focus on all of it because there's going to be speakers basically 2 days in a row. I mean, it is a lineup of speakers like you would not believe, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all happening and coming up. Coming to a theater near you is the way I'd put it. Anyway, very interesting indeed. Hour two, by the way, really quick. We talked about a top Italian epidemiologist. Let's see. Says that outdoor mask laws are wrong. Amen to that reality check. I think people around the world are speaking out, telling more of the truth than a lot of our own people are. Donald Trump returns to the White House, takes off a mask, and says, don't let the coronavirus dominate you. Amen to that reality check. President Trump is spot on that one. We also talked about a St. Louis County executive, I guess is involved in ballot harvesting and manipulating of ballots in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania. Very scary to say the least. There is vote fraud out there, folks. We also talked about a man stumbled across a warehouse full of voting machines that was not guarded or protected in any way. That, to me, is of great concern. We also talked about parents claim kindergartner got sent home for not being able to, struggling to wear a mask, not being able to tolerate a mask too well. That I find myself not tolerating masks very well either. Maybe I belong in kindergarten. I mean, obviously, I don't have a very good education, according to our latest guest anyway. But nevertheless, there you go. There you have that. We talked about Macron, who's what, the French? I guess he's, talking about a homeschool or talking about a ban trying to protect children from religion. Kurt, if there's one thing I can say is we don't need to protect children from religion. There's a lot of things to protect kids from, and religion's probably not the top on my list, sir.
Yeah, good point, Sam. Yeah, that's, he's the prime minister of France, I think is what they call him, or the head dude in France, and Mr. Macron, that's what he had to say. But, you know, the thing is, in his case, he's concerned about Islam and that kind of teachings. But the problem is, if you do that with that, of course, then government can control any education, and it needs to be out of the education business, in my opinion. And
it starts with no Islam, and then it's no Christianity, and where does it end, right?
That's exactly right.
All right. Not only that, a teacher got really furious, I guess, scolds 10-year-old for saying that he admires President Donald J. Trump. Kurt, I'm a little older than 10, but I admire President Donald Trump, too. He's far from perfect, but I admire a lot that he's doing.
Well, you'll find plenty of people that are willing to criticize you for that, I guarantee you.
Yes, sir. And a man got scolded for cuddling grieving elderly mother, I guess at a social distancing funeral. This is the psychosis we're experiencing, ladies and gentlemen. You can't even have normal, natural reactions of affection for one another or genuine concern and caring for one another. You know, the Savior teaches us to bear one another's burdens and to grieve with those who are grieving and stand in holy places, comforting those who stand in need of comfort. They're really rejecting all this on this altar of we got to all be safe. It's a very, very big concern. I guess a Oregon college professor, I guess blaming white Christians for West Coast wildfires. I didn't know that being Christian and being white had anything to do with that, Kurt. I agree there's reasons for the fires, but I don't know that being Christian, that seems to me that would decrease fires if we turn to God Almighty, but that's just me. And I don't know why we bring the race card into the fires at all. I don't think the fire cares what race you are. It'll do damage when it's not in the proper place. It will do blessings or provide blessings when it is in the proper venue or fireplace, if you will. And that is true for everybody, isn't it, Kurt? All the children of God have that same experience with fire, don't they, Kurt?
Well, I think so. But, the problem is you mentioned the G word, then you're going to be criticized and ostracized outside of the whole topic. And I think... imagine today, Sam, if there was some other area where 1,000 Americans died every day. We've had, 220 or 200,000 plus somewhere in there that they say have died from the coronavirus or the Chinese virus or the COVID, whatever you want to call it. And yet when we look into the numbers, so many of them have what's called comorbidities or are, in my opinion, just wrongfully written down. That's somewhere close to 1,000 a day. So it gets huge media coverage because of its effort to shut down our economy and make President Trump and his team look bad and win the election for the other side, while nearly the same number of little babies are killed daily, and hardly anything gets talked about that, right?
Sadly, you're spot on, except there is a bishop speaking out about it. I guess a Nebraska bishop says abortion is the preeminent evil in our culture, I'm sorry, and I couldn't double down and defend the bishop more, Kurt.
I agree.
Amen. He's right as rain. It is one of the preeminent evils in our culture. I think dishonest money, as Robert Kiyosaki and others would point out, is one of the preeminent evils in our culture as well. But pro-life and honest money are two of the biggest issues I can think of, by the way. But Tom Brady, watch, I guess. He threw 5 touchdowns for the first time since 2017. We talked about this yesterday as well. What do they call that, a comeback victory, Kurt? You better be careful with this guy. He's on his game at 43 years old, huh?
Well, that's right. I mean, what is he, like 20 years older than many of the guys in the NFL? And yet,
at least, still, yeah. Maybe even closer to 25 compared to some of them, huh, right, Kurt?
He's still competing, which is pretty impressive.
I would say he's more than competing, Kurt. He's winning. Yeah. He's cleaning clocks is what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And the other thing I like about Tom Brady, I'm not telling you the guy's perfect or whatever. We all have our own, issues and everything else. I like about him, though, is he's a pretty moral guy. He's a pretty hardworking guy. He eats well. He takes care of his diet, takes care of his body. And he seems to have a lot of respect for a lot of people. They've kind of attacked him for a lot of different things that he's said and done. But everything that he's said and done that I can really remember and refer to, Kurt, is pretty much pro-family, kindness to others. I don't really see the guy raging against the machine or attacking everybody and causing problems. I see him just be like, hey, I do my thing. I think what I believe. I respect others for their views. And anyway, it seems like he's a pretty stand-up guy to me, And I give him some, I commend him for this.
Yeah. He's married to a woman. He's got a family.
Whoa. No wonder he's under attack.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, but anyway, I find the guy quite delightsome. All right, the United States, Kurt, is reporting more than 45,000, positive COVID-19 tests every day. The U.S., 45,000. 1,000 a day, Kurt. And they want you to believe that everybody's getting the COVID. But here's my problem with it. When they say that 45,000 tests positive, that doesn't mean that 45,000 people have the virus at all. The tests are flawed as all get out, number one. And number two, if you don't have any symptoms, are you sick, Kurt? Let me just ask you that.
Isn't that amazing?
It's like, I know you say I'm sick, but I don't have any symptoms. I'm not really sick. I feel fine. Are you sick if they tell you you're sick, even though you don't feel sick, Kurt?
Well, that's what they tell us, Sam, and, you know, that's all part of the, you know, shut it down and stay home, you know, that whole idea is just, well, it's a messed up situation, Sam.
Well, I've got a problem with an idea where people say that I'm sick and I don't know that I'm sick. Who would be the best person to determine if I'm sick, Kurt?
I think it would be you.
Ooh, who would be the best person if you were sick, Kurt, to know that you'd be sick?
It might be me.
Oh, it might be Kurt. Imagine that kind of an idea. Isn't that how we used to do it? We used to, you know, our kid would be like, I don't feel well. And you're like, well, what's wrong? And, you know, or whatever. And you feel okay? And somebody would say yes. And we used to say that was okay. Now what we say is, I know you think you're okay, but you're not, Kurt.
Yep.
Let me just tell you right now, you're not okay. You're not well.
Yeah,
but I also got a question about this 45,000 positive coronavirus tests per day coming out of the United States now. Kurt, not only do I not trust the tests at all, but my next question is, not only are we wondering if people are sick, even though they say, like Kayleigh McEnany, or the press secretary for the president, she's like, yeah, I tested negative for like 10 times in a row, and then all of a sudden I'm positive, but I don't have any symptoms, she says. And I'm just kind of wondering how all that works out. But then I also ask this, how many people are going to the hospital every day compared to the 45,000? And then how many people are dying every day compared to the 45,000, Kurt? And those are, in my opinion, the key statistics they're really leaving out of this discussion. If you're not sick, if you don't die, and if you don't go to the hospital, then what, Kurt?
Great point, Sam.
And I look at it and I say, we're not tracking the right numbers. We're just using numbers that create what I call scare words. We got scare words going on.
Yep.
All right, Kurt, did you know that Pence calmly destroyed Kamala in the debate?
Well, that's what I feel like as I watched it and listened to it, you know. But, of course, those who are big Kamala Harris fans will say that she dispatched of Pence, I suppose.
InsideScoopPolitics.com has a piece, and they say this. They say, how do you know that Pence calmly destroyed Kamala Harris? And they say the media reaction tells me that Pence destroyed Kamala. They're going ballistic. They're talking about flies on people's heads. They're talking about, you know, this and that. But the reality is they're not talking about the real discussion points of the debate, Kurt, which is pro-life versus pro-death, which is the economy is improving or it's not, which is we're going to move forward you know, with trying to deal with the coronavirus and coming out of that or not. We're going to, and the contrast was huge. But the way you know that Mike Pence destroyed Kamala Harris at the debate was basically the media reaction, Kurt. Pence absolutely dominated the debate with a far-left moderator. And how do we know that? Because even the far-left moderator and all the different people discussing this, you know what they're saying, Kurt? They're saying it's sure tough to be a woman. It's sure hard to be a woman in a man's world, Kurt.
Yeah.
And you know she's lost when they resort to the female card. Because as far as I understand, wasn't it two females to one, Kurt?
I think so.
Was the fly a male or a female? It could have been 3-1.
Good point.
I'm just kind of saying. You know, but interestingly, it's sure tough to be a woman, isn't it, Kurt? And in my opinion, that's a cop-out. That's a way to play the woman's card when it's not justified. As far as I understand, Kamala got more time than Pence did, Kurt.
I agree.
Sure tough to be a woman, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder how much money the moderator makes. All right, quick pause. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. I'm Sam Bushman. He's Kurt Crosby. We are live from the Red Pill Expo. Back in a flash, God save the Republic of the United States of America. RedPillExpo.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic.